John.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I'm recording you.
Uh-oh.
What's going on?
Just getting out the door with the boys.
Oh. Where are you going?
Lake Worth.
You said you're going to work?
Yeah.
Well, I was calling you, I thought we could start a podcast.
Yeah, what sort of podcast?
What?
So what sort of podcast?
Well, that's kind of why I was calling you. I don't know what we would talk about.
Yeah?
I think we could leave it wide open. I mean, we talk about a lot of different things.
Let's see.
We've talked about hypothetically starting a still.
Starting a what?
A still, like a way to make alcohol in your house.
Yeah.
We've also hypothetically talked about starting a business where you would have sports cars as opposed to regular cars for rentals.
Uh-huh.
We've talked about a lot of different stuff. Well, what do you think is our best idea that we've come up with?
Best idea. Well,
we have a lot of good
problems. Yeah, and then pushing them through to like, I don't know. You know, so there's an idea and then there's execution. Execution's the kind of the crux of the whole thing. You know?
Because
even bad ideas or even like mediocre ideas executed well or can be very successful. You know?
That's true. Yes, I agree.
So,
but then again, we're talking about us. Well, let me say this. This is our first official episode. We don't have a title yet, so I think the title will be, so far it's just going to be Blaine and John talk about shit live. I don't think that's going to play very well on iTunes, but...
Yeah. Well, it sounds compelling.
Well,
I don't know why anybody wouldn't listen.
Since so far this is a show about everything, let me give you something to look up. So, you know Andrew McGuire.
But yeah.
He sent me a link the other day. Of, Bitcoin, right? And Bitcoin, the article he sent me was, he says, this new company is to Bitcoin, essentially, it's like, Bitcoin is MySpace, and this new company is Facebook.
Yeah.
And, the company he was looking at is, Litecoin, L-I-T-E coin.
Uh-huh.
And he's saying that's the new big thing.
Alright, do you have to mine it like Bitcoin? How do you get them?
It's the same thing as Bitcoin. It's that, but they're publicly traded. But the thing I don't really understand, the thing I gotta look at more, is I still don't understand whether it's Bitcoin or this Litecoin or Litcoin or whatever it is. how are they making money, and then how do we guarantee an ROI? What's the plan here? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And also, how does Bitcoin even work? Because, you know, they give themselves a valuation, but compared to what? You know, it's not like the dollar, where it's actually compared to dollars. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the exchange rate and all that kind of thing.
Yeah, right.
Well, I read about it a long time ago, and it was kind of interesting then, and I forget a lot of the details. So basically, you set up a computer that would mine them, and it essentially follows a complex algorithm that it just essentially takes the computer a long time to do. And then once your computer works through this algorithm, that you end up with a Bitcoin or what have you. The problem is that the hardware that's good at this type of thing is like everybody's buying it up right now. So like generally they use graphics cards. So like real high-end graphics cards are hard to find because they can crack these codes quicker and so you can get Bitcoin quicker. There's a little bit of mystery behind like the guy who invented it and who it is and why and
I know why, but we got a tighter transaction. I mean, that's pretty self-evident, right? I mean, we don't want our... There's certain illegal black or gray market transactions that we don't want published. I mean, that seems to be pretty obvious. Okay, so you're saying it's a complex algorithm, but there's a graphics card that we can't get as easily as we used to be able to get.
Good, there's a shortage, but, I don't know. You can probably still order from somewhere. So you're kind of paying through the nose and that kind of thing.
Have you looked at Litecoin before?
No, I haven't. Is it supposed to be a little bit more mainstream? Because I knew at one time there was, a whole host of them.
Well,
okay.
I don't know. I know that Andy sent me this link, and I started looking at it.
Yeah.
Rather than doing a bunch of research, I decided to put it on a podcast.
It should be informative and valuable for everyone.
Maybe
that's the name of the podcast. Well, whatever.
Actually, maybe that is the name.
Yeah.
I always said that I could come up with names. I never said they'd be good.
Best name. Best names ever. Great. All
right, well, it sounds like you got to go to work.
Yeah, I'm trying to get these kids out the door.
All right, well,
that was the pantsless podcast right there.
Well, we got our first episode in the bag. We'll talk off air about when's actually a good time for us to talk.
All right, well, I still want to do a video for you. I got some good cameras and the drone and all the software.
You're talking about my law firm.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, well, I've got some pretty sweet YouTube videos already.
I'll check those out.
They're not very sweet.
Yeah.
So, wait, do you have 60 seconds still?
Yeah.
Okay, so... I got a large drink from McDonald's this morning.
Yeah.
They're 99 cents for a large drink. Right.
Uh-huh.
They have the Portland Timbers, and it says official breakfast of the Portland Timbers. And it's got Darlington Nagby, number six. So I don't know if that's something they do all around Oregon or just Pendleton.
Well, I'll tell you what. I don't eat at McDonald's a lot, so it's difficult for me to verify.
Well, it's not.
But I'd imagine it's the whole kind of Oregon area.
I can tell you 99 cents is a lot of money.
Yeah. I don't know. Make or break it. Just it. Nolan. Fighting over things. What was I going to say? No, if you have any good fundraising ideas, let me know.
Well,
we still have multiple thousands of dollars to raise for Providence Cancer Center for Hood Coasting.
Do you have any closing thoughts for our first podcast?
For what?
Our first podcast. Do you have any closing thoughts? That good.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I got a kid in one ear and a dog barking in the other. let the dog out at least.
All right, John. Well, let me sign off, okay?
Okay, well, yeah.
So what, did you have something? Did you have something?
No, I'm just, you know, you have a dog for a long time, and you ask it over and over to pee in a certain area of your yard.
Uh-huh.
And you motion it to go in that one direction, and then it just like stares at you and pisses in the middle of the yard.
Well,
and,
I don't have a dog, but can you describe your dog for the audience?
He's a medium sized, 6'5", 7 pound, black and white. Got a curly tail, short hair.
He's a mix, right? What is
he's
a mix?
Yeah, he's a mutt. He kind of has a border collie coloring, so like kind of black and white. Kind of coloring, but he looks kind of like a short hair lab almost. But.
Yeah, he's got short hair. He's about a medium sized dog, right?
Yeah.
And he's kind of got a bulldog head, almost.
Yeah, he's got a little pretty head, a little bit. Kind of square.
Yeah, it's kind of square, and it's like if he hit you at full speed, you'd feel it.
Well. I mean, if Gus hits you at full speed, you feel it, which is my small poodle dog.
Well, okay, so you have another dog.
Yeah.
And how would you describe your other dog?
Excitable and clingy and,
No, physically. Not emotionally.
Oh, not emotionally. he's deep. He's gutsy.
He
plays a toy poodle. It's a light tan color. I think apricot is the official, the color name in the biz. And, he's a smart dog. He's got some personality. He's always excited to see you and invite you when you come home. See, all my dog traits are like reflecting poorly on my dog management skills.
It's kind of funny. I said, describe him physically, and then you want to get into the emotional part again.
Well, I mean, there's only so much you can describe it.
You.
I mean, the color and size is pretty much it, you know, that describes the dog.
All right, well, let me describe him, okay? He's blonde. He's very, very short. He's got he is. I mean, let's not get – I mean, We're not gonna say you know, Isaiah Thomas of the Boston Celtics.
Charles the Big Truck, I get it.
Isaiah Thomas of the Boston Celtics is 5'9", maybe.
Look, yeah.
He describes himself as 6'3", like Steph Curry.
Yeah.
Steph Curry is not 6'3", by the way. So.
Well, he's like Bruno Mars. Like, hey, Jeff.
But, you know, it doesn't mean to say that, you know, he's described as a toy poodle, right?
Correct, yes.
But, you know, just he's a curly-haired, friendly dog. So, and then you've got your two boys in the background, right?
Yeah.
All right, so is Noel in there?
Yep.
And Leo?
Playing Zoo Tycoon. Leo's asking me to scratch his boot.
Can either one of them say hi, do you think?
Yeah. Hey, you want to say hi to Uncle Blaine?
Say hi.
Hello?
I don't know. You hear that?
Yeah, I did. Was that Leo?
Yeah. I have to speak on my phone, I don't hear you. So I don't know if you're getting the microphone sticking you up me up. Or...
I can hear you.
This is
the best podcast ever.
Yeah, I'm confident. It's a toy puppet.
All right, well... John, let me let you go. So I guess that our working title right now is Well Whatever.
Yeah, I suppose that's adequate.
Next time we'll talk about nothing.
Like 15 minutes of silence?
Well, it'll be radically different than today.
Okay. Just make sure we don't prepare in any way.
All right. Well,
don't call me in the middle of the night. I'm really, huh? Congratulations, episode 2 of the podcast.
I'm going to call you at 2 a.m., and then we're going to see what we talk about.
Awesome.
It's going to be very, and then I'm going to start asking you about Litecoin. Tell me about Litecoin.
Yeah.
You're going to say, I don't know. I don't know why you're asking me this.
Yeah, sure. Well, smart, I would have done it. Yeah, I'm tricking myself. I researched how to do Bitcoin a long time ago, and I was like, well, then I lost track and did something else. But if I would have had, you know, even a couple of Bitcoin now, that'd be awesome. Don't think
Tell your boys hi.
Okay.
Have a wonderful day.
Yeah, you too. Knock on dead.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
Okay.